Is there anything wrong, gentlemen? I heard some noise.
No, there's nothing wrong. You can take that back. We're finished with it.
Well, what are you looking at?
I don't see why we have to behave like children here.
Nor do I. We have a responsibility. This is a remarkable thing about democracy, that we are, what is the word? Notified. That we are notified by mail to come down to this place and decide on the guilt or innocence of a man we have not known before. We have nothing to gain or lose by a verdict. This is one of the reasons why we are strong. We should not make it a personal thing.
Well, we're still nowhere. Who's got an idea?
I think maybe we should try another vote. Mr. Farmer?
Well, that's all right with me. Anybody doesn't want to vote.
All right, let's do it.
I want an open ballot. Let's call out our votes.
I want to know who stands where.
Well, that sounds fair. Anyone object? All right, I'll call off your jury numbers. I vote guilty. Number two.
Not guilty.
Number three.
Guilty.
Number four.
Guilty.
Number five.
Not guilty.
Number six.
Not guilty.
Number seven.
Guilty.
Number eight.
Not guilty.
Number nine.
Not guilty.
Number ten.
Guilty, damn it.
Number 11.
Not guilty.
And number 12.
Guilty.
6-6.
I'll tell you something, the crime is being committed right here in this room.
Alright, the vote is now 6-6.
Well, I'm ready to walk into court right now and declare a hung jury. There's no point in this going on anymore.
I go for that too. Let's take it to the judge. Let the kid take his chances with 12 other guys.
You mean you still don't think there's room for reasonable doubt?
No, I don't.
I beg your pardon. Maybe you don't understand the term reasonable doubt.
What do you mean I don't understand it? Who do you think you are to talk to me like that? How do you like this guy? He comes over here running for his life, and before he can even take a big breath, he's telling us how to run the show? The arrogance of him.
Wait a second, nobody around here is asking where you came from.
I was born right here.
Where your father came from. Maybe it wouldn't hurt us to take a few tips from people who come running here. Maybe they learn something we don't know. We're not so perfect.
Please, I'm used to this. It's alright. Thank you.
It's not alright.
Okay. I apologize. Is that what you want?
That's what I want.
Alright, let's stop the arguing. Who's got something constructive to say?
Well, something's been bothering me a little. This whole business about the stab wound and how it was made. The downward angle of it, you know?
Oh, don't tell me we're going to stop that. They went over it and over it in court.
I know they did, but I don't go along with it. The boy is 5'8" tall. His father was 6'2". That's a difference of 6 inches. It's a very awkward thing to stab down into the chest of someone who's half a foot taller than you are.
Look, you're not going to be satisfied till you see it again. I'm going to give you a demonstration. Somebody get up. Okay. Now, watch this. I don't want to have to do it again. Is that 6 inches?
That's more than 6 inches.
Okay. Let it be more.
Look out!
That's not funny.
What's the matter with you?
Just calm down. Nobody's hurt, are they?
No, nobody's hurt.
All right. Well, there's your angle. Take a look at it. Down and in. That's how I'd stab a taller man in the chest, and that's how it was done. Take a look at it and tell me I'm wrong.
Down and in. I guess there's no argument.
Did you ever stab a man?
Of course not.
Did you?
Alright, let's not be silly.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Where do you get all your information about how it's done?
What do you mean? It's just common sense.
Have you ever seen a man stab?
No.
Alright, I want to ask you something. The boy was an experienced knife fighter. He was even sent to reform school for knifing someone, isn't that so?
That's right.
Look at this. Doesn't it seem like an awkward way to handle a knife?
What are you asking me for?
Wait a minute. What's the matter? Give me that.
Have you ever seen a knife fight?
Yes, I have.
In the movies?
In my backyard, on my stoop, in the vacant lot across the street. Too many of them. Switch knives came with the neighborhood where I lived. Funny I didn't think of it before. I guess you try to forget those things. Anyone who's ever used a switch knife would never have stabbed downward. You don't handle a switch knife that way, you use it underhand.
Then he couldn't have made the kind of wound which killed his father.
No, he couldn't have. Not if he'd ever had any experience with switch knives.
I don't believe it. Neither do I. You're giving us a lot of mumbo jumbo.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
What about you?
Listen, I'll tell you something. I'm a little sick of this whole thing already. We're getting nowhere fast. Let's break it up and go home. I'm changing my vote to not guilty.
You're what?
You heard me. I've had enough.
What do you mean you've had enough? That's no answer.
I think perhaps you're right. This is not an answer. What kind of a man are you? You have sat there and voted guilty with everyone else because there are some baseball tickets burning a hole in your pocket. Now you have changed your vote for the same reason. I do not think you have the right to play like this with a man's life. This is an ugly and terrible thing to do.
Now wait a minute. You can't talk to me like that.
I can talk like that to you. If you want to vote not guilty, then do it because you are convinced the man is not guilty. If you believe he is guilty, then vote that way. Or don't you have the guts to do what you think is right?
Now listen.
Is it guilty or not guilty?
I told you. Not guilty.
Why?
I don't have to.
You have to. Say it. Why?
I don't think he's guilty.
I want another vote.
Okay, there's another vote called for. I guess the quickest way is a show of hands. Anybody object? Alright, all those voting not guilty, raise your hands. And all those voting guilty. Okay, that's 3. The vote is now 9-3 in favour of acquittal.
I don't understand you people. How can you believe this kid is innocent? Look, you know how those people lie. I don't have to tell you. They don't know what the truth is. And let me tell you, they don't need any real big reason to kill someone either. You know, they get drunk and bang, someone's lying in the gutter. Nobody's blaming them. That's how they are. Well, you know what I mean. Violent. Human life don't mean as much to them as it does to us. Hey, where are you going? Now look, these people are drinking and fighting all the time, and if somebody gets killed, so somebody gets killed. They don't care. Oh, sure, there's some good things about them, too. Look, I'm the first to say that. I've known a few who are pretty decent, but that's the exception. Most of them, it's like they have no feelings. They can do anything. What's going on here? I'm speaking my piece, and you listen to me. They're no good. There's not a one of them who's any good. We better watch out. Now, take it from me, this kid on trial. Well, don't you know about them? Listen to me. What are you doing? I'm trying to tell you something.
I've had enough. If you open your mouth again, I'm going to split your skull.
I'm only trying to tell you.
All right. Sit down, everybody. I still believe the boy is guilty of murder. I'll tell you why. To me, the most damning evidence was given by the woman across the street who claimed she actually saw the murder committed.
That's right. As far as I'm concerned, that's the motive force of the most important testimony.
All right. Let's go over her testimony. What exactly did she say?
I believe I can recount it accurately. She said that she went to bed at about 11 o'clock that night. Her bed was next to the open window, and she could look out of the window while lying down and see directly into the window across the street. She tossed and turned for over an hour, unable to fall asleep. Finally, she turned towards the window at about 12:10, and as she looked out, she saw the boy stab his father. As far as I can see, this is unshakable testimony.
That's what I mean. That's the whole case.
Frankly, I don't see how you can vote for acquittal. What do you think about it?
Well, maybe. There's so much evidence to sift.
What do you mean, maybe? He's absolutely right. You can throw out all the other evidence.
That was my feeling.
What time is it?
6:10.
It's late. You don't suppose they'd let us go home and finish it in the morning? I've got a kid with mumps.
Not a chance.
Pardon me. Can't you see the clock without your glasses? Not clearly. Why?
I don't know, but this may be a dumb thought. But what do you do when you wake up at night and want to know what time it is?
Now what do you mean? I put on my glasses and look at the clock.
You don't wear them to bed?
Of course not. No one wears eyeglasses to bed.
What's all this for? Well, I was thinking, you know the woman who testified that she saw the killing wear his glasses?
Well, so does my grandmother. So what?
Your grandmother is the murder witness.
Look, stop me if I'm wrong. This woman wouldn't wear her eyeglasses to bed, would she?
Wait a minute. Did she wear glasses at all? I really don't remember.
Of course she did. The woman wore bifocals. I remember this very clearly. They looked quite strong.
Well, that's right. Bifocals. She never took them off.
She did wear glasses. Funny. I never thought of it.
Listen. She wasn't wearing them in bed. That's for sure. She testified that in the midst of her tossing and turning, she rolled over and looked casually out the window. The murder was taking place, so she looked out, and the lights went out a split second later. She couldn't have had time to put on her glasses. Now, maybe she honestly thought she saw the boy kill his father. I say that she saw only a blur.
How do you know what she saw? Maybe she's farsighted. I've seen all these things.
Does anyone think there still is not a reasonable doubt?
I think he's guilty.
Does anyone else?
No. I'm convinced.
You're alone.
I don't care whether I'm alone or not. I have a right.
You have a right.
Well, I told you I think the kid's guilty. What else do you want?
Your arguments.
I gave you my arguments.
We're not convinced. We're waiting to hear them again. We have time.
Listen, what's the matter with you? You're the guy. You made all the arguments. You can't turn now. The guilty man's going to be walking the streets. A murderer. He's going to die. Stay with me.
I'm sorry. There's a reasonable doubt in my mind.
We're waiting.
Well, you're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion. It's going to be a hung jury. That's it.
Well, there's nothing we can do about that. Except hope that some night, maybe in a few months, you'll get some sleep.
You're all alone. It takes a great deal of courage to stand alone.